Welcome to The Hub, brought to you by the Fish Porn Crew. This is a podcast about fishing and other really important stuff that's not really important. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jeff. Go grab yourself a cold beverage. Sit back and enjoy, because The Hub starts now. Hey everybody, it's Hefe.
Hey, Josh is here too.
Hey, Josh is here. We're gonna hang out with Ryan Walker tonight. Oh wait, never mind.
Wait, no. That bum gave up on us tonight.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Walker.
You know, something about wanting to spend 3 days in the turkey woods because it's turkey season here.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
Yeah. I just didn't think he was up for, you know, hanging out with us.
Well, he's an ass. So.
Yeah. Hey, this will still be a lot less painful than that episode with Chia.
Yeah, for those of you that haven't recovered from the Chia episode yet, I apologize. That was pretty harsh. I can promise you that Chia will not be a part of the show tonight as a live guest. I cannot promise that you won't hear his voice on there somehow. But,
please just give us a break for a couple weeks.
Okay. I don't think I have any phone calls with Chia for the night.
So. Hey, we love you, Chia.
Hey, man, see you soon, dude.
Yeah, we will see you and party with you May 12th.
That's like a couple weeks away.
Isn't that insane? It's almost the end of April.
Yeah, man.
And we're what, almost 3 weeks away? 4 weeks away?
Nah, it's like three, isn't it?
Three and a half weeks away? Holy cow.
It's short until then.
Man,
so.
That's insane.
Yeah.
But in the meantime...
how you been, man? It's been a while.
It has been. It feels like it's been forever. But, you know, I've got a big event with Missouri State Fly Fishing Club coming up.
You do? What is it?
Man, they reached out to Pig Farm. Pig Farm hollered at me because, you know, we're pig farmers. And... you know, I get to go hang out with college kids, teach them how to fly fish. I've got a buddy that is going to be there with me, and we're going to do a get trashed event with a bunch of college kids, get them introduced into fly fishing. We're going to meet at Plateau Fly Shop here in Springfield. They're going to help us out. Man, we're going to have a good day, and that's going to be on April 28th, and so excited to be a part of that.
Okay, and you guys are meeting at 9 a.m. at the fly shop?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
And, yeah, you know, everybody's getting pretty excited and pumped up and inviting a whole bunch of people from the college that, you know, haven't fly fished before or really interested in the whole thing. And we got some cool events planned in the afternoon, and, yeah, we're going to have some fun.
Cool.
So, let's see. I think you've got an event coming up here pretty soon, don't you? Get Trash or Iron Fly in your neck of the woods, I should say.
Yeah, it's in my neck of the woods. It's pretty far, and then when you factor in shitty Boston traffic, it makes it even farther. But pig farmer Sean Hayes Costello is putting his muscle behind getting an event rolling this weekend. This weekend means nothing to podcast listeners. So I believe it is the Earth Day weekend. And that
yeah, it is Earth Day.
The 21st is Saturday and the 22nd is Sunday. On the 21st, there is an iron fly in... oh, man, I'm not even ready for this, Josh.
It's Rhode Island,
isn't
it?
It's Rhode Island, but...
yeah, towns don't matter because nobody cares about Rhode Island.
Rhode Island is tiny. So basically, if you're in the state,
we're just kidding, Rhode Island people.
No, we're not. Rhode Island sucks. It's neither a road nor an island.
That's very true.
Okay, so April 21st, Jimmy's Saloon, Newport, Rhode Island, 6 p.m. Be there for the Iron Fly. And if you're in town or in the area the next day, Middletown, Saltwater Edge Shop, 9 a.m. They are doing a coastal cleanup, get trashed. I don't know if there's been any coastal cleanups yet, but Sean's kind of working as the muscle behind this this weekend of fun. 9 a.m. at the Saltwater Edge. They've got an after party going at O'Brien's Pub in Newport, Rhode Island. Yeah, I don't hate your Rhode Island. I just, well,
yeah, we're just messing with you.
Rhode Island is better than Connecticut. I'll say that.
Hey, so. I've never been there, and yeah, I will. You know, I'll attest to that.
So,
because nobody likes UConn.
So that that's this weekend. So we've got events coming up.
I would love to be there.
Yeah, the talk is whether or not it's worth going down there. Like I said, it's a haul. A lot of good people got an offer with a place to stay and everything from a few people. Just don't know if it's in the cards.
Well, you know, it happens.
Yeah. So the next time we're on, when we talk to Ryan, I'll give an update on that. But people in your neck of the woods have a week and change to get ready for the get trashed in Springfield.
Yeah, you know, it'd be fun to go do, you know, an iron fly and stuff, but I'm going to go run a 5K this weekend.
Oh, nice. So. Oh, and one more thing about the Missouri State University Fly Fishing Club Get Trashed. If you are a veteran of Get Trashed events, this one's going to be slightly different. The rules will be a little modified to discourage the underage drinking.
Yes, so there won't be any underage drinking. There may be an after party, but you know that's still to be determined.
Yeah,
but
you guys will figure that out.
There won't be a normal get trashed event because this is the Missouri State Fly Fishing Club event. So we're keeping it pretty low key.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. So speaking of low key, Josh, actually, I have nothing I want to talk about as low key. I just was trying to make a cool segue.
Woodard was looking for some new team people, and
you know
it's pretty low key that you are just sitting there with nothing.
Yeah, I've got this this T-shirt, and it says my sponsor's name on it, but the T-shirt's blank because Ben hates me or something. Anyways. We would love to tell you how great Woodard rods are, but only Josh can do that right now.
Yeah, I can only tell you, but I can't tell you how good the 8-weight is because I have not had a chance to fish, and every time I get ready to, it ices or snows, and I'm not going to go freeze to death in sub-degree temperatures.
Sub-degree temperatures.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
I may have been drinking for a little while.
Yeah, it happens, and that's okay. What are you drinking on tonight, buddy?
I am actually drinking some White River Midtown Hefe.
Okay.
It's their Hefeweizen that's got an apricot taste to it.
Nice.
And it's, we've had some really nice warm weather here the last few days, and it's a nice segue into spring, summer type of beer.
That sounds pretty cool.
You know, not when I want to. It's a lighter beer than, and an easier beer to pound than, you know, the gravel bar IPA that I normally drink.
Fair enough.
This one won't hurt as bad tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm working on I don't know what the percent is on this one. 7.8%.
Yeah, I think this is like 5.4
that sounds about right
or 5.6.
Yeah. I'm working on the boom sauce from Lord Hobo out of Massachusetts.
So, there you go.
Yeah. So speaking of beer, Josh, we've got to, once we get done talking about Woodard stuff and how Ben needs to go ahead and pull the trigger, he knows what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about.
He needs to pull that trigger. And, you know, speaking of Ben, you know, it's Wednesday, April 18th, when we're recording this. This morning, Ben was on the local news in Little Rock, Arkansas. So if you follow Woodard on Facebook or Instagram, you probably saw him on the news. He posted some pictures he was on the news with his fly rods and that's some fly tying stuff. So yeah.
Nice.
You know, being a celebrity and all down in Little Rock.
Hmm. That's kind of cool. All we had on the news round here was the passing of Barbara Bush.
Yeah. You know, that's a very sad thing.
It is.
Barbara Bush was an outstanding lady.
Maine has a lot of love for the Bush family with their compound in Kennebunk, or Kennebunkport, I should say. So that was dominating the news here. Speaking of the news.
You know, she is a royalty, I would say, as far as presidents past.
Yeah.
You know, she did a lot of good. And, you know, it's always a sad thing to lose, you know, people of importance of any part of the country. So,
yeah, no matter how you feel politically, I think a lot of people are like myself and we're thinking that HW is going to be not far behind. I feel like they were so good together. And he doesn't look like he's in the greatest of health. So, you know, no, personal note, I think it's great when somebody elects to bring hospice in and just be comfortable and do it their way. So, anyways, our thoughts are with the family of Barbara Bush. And, yeah, man. So there's our little, the sensitive side of the fish porn crew, Josh.
Yeah. You know, we're all sensitive at times.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's shift gears and get away from being sensitive.
I'm gonna be sensitive one more time.
Okay.
You know, everybody's favorite gunny sergeant died the other day. Lee Ermey.
Yeah, I heard.
Full Metal Jacket died at 74. Man, I loved him in his movies, and he was into motorcycles, which. You know,
really?
If anybody knows me of any time, I'm a big motorcyclist. And yeah, you know, he just passed away a few days ago. And that was pretty sad.
Okay. I heard about that.
And, you know, if anybody, and on top of everything, Harry Anderson from Night Court just passed away today.
Yeah. He was a funny guy.
Today on the 18th. Yeah, he was. So. It's sad the older you get, the more people that you enjoyed on TV and just in life in general, they're all leaving.
Yeah, that's life, man.
Yeah, it's life.
Yeah.
But you know what? I raise my beer and I say cheers. And, you know, we'll remember you.
Yeah, man. Cheers to that.
Unlike the Chia episode, we're trying to all forget.
Oh. Yeah, that was scarring.
Even, you know, when we were part of it and we're scarred for life.
Yeah, I feel like we were a bit hijacked. I feel like we were just here to offer the recording equipment for Chia to get on his soapbox.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if we can ever actually have recording equipment around when he's there. I know in a few weeks when we see him, we're going to have to be very careful.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to go hide somewhere and
I'm thinking about hiring a bodyguard or maybe asking the police to be on site just for everybody's safety.
Oh, I think that's pretty smart on our plans. So, but, you know, speaking of that, you know, you're coming down here in just a few weeks, so I'm pretty excited because we're going to get to record a podcast together instead of over the interwebs.
Oh yeah, we're gonna record like 50 of them.
Oh yeah, you're just gonna hear a bunch of gibberish for a while.
Yeah,
but what's your plans? You're hitting the road.
Yeah, I'm hitting the road. My departure date is up in the air. Here's what I do know: I'm gonna be firing up the Subi. And heading that way via automobile.
Are you bringing the drift boat?
The plan is to bring the drift boat.
Okay.
The only thing that would ruin that is if gas continues to go crazy.
Yeah, it's getting stupid.
Yeah, gas is like $2.75 here.
I think most places about $2.40, $2.42 here.
Oh man, that's what it was a couple weeks ago, and it You know, towing the drift boat isn't bad, but it does add to the expense.
It does.
I am really hoping to get out there, Josh, and I don't have a definite plan. I'm actually going to put it to the listeners to tell me, you know, anybody with a keyboard and access to the interwebs, you can look it up. My route is going to be from Portland, Maine to Springfield, Missouri. And I am hoping to get out there with enough time to spend some days on the White River.
So speaking of that, I got a hold of one of the Straight Outta Cotter boys.
Okay.
And I think you and I can probably spend a night on the river or even a day on the river fishing with them.
Great.
So I think we need a plan for that.
Great.
And
I hope we can have,
I think we can have those guys on the pod, do a podcast while we're there. And yeah, we'll have a heck of a good time.
I think that sounds like a plan. So I think we're going to do some live stuff with the Instagram at some point, but I'm hoping at that point that some people get involved and give me some clues as to where I should go in my travels. I'm going to be a little flexible.
You got to think between Maine and Missouri. So pull out your atlas.
Yeah.
Not your Google Maps. Pull out your atlas and go from Maine to Missouri and point out some spots that Jeff may need to hit on the way.
Yeah, I'm also going to be on the road for there is going to be a layover one night, I'm guessing in Pennsylvania or Ohio. So if anybody's got a spot that would be good for us to put in the boat, if I have the boat and you got a spot, let's go fish.
Hey, I know somebody in Ohio. Yeah, my buddy Don.
Is he over in
He is in Ohio.
Okay.
He used to live up in Kansas City. I met him at an Iron Fly event here in Missouri. And super rad dude, ties flies, puts them on eBay. Super rad dude. And I bet he could go out fish, take you fishing.
Oh, cool.
So,
all right.
It might be a good place to stop.
All right. Well, that being said, everybody, you know how to reach us, 970-834-FISH. Call the hotline. Tell me where I should go. I'm stopping in Missouri or Arkansas. I'm not going west of there this trip. So don't tell me I should go to Oregon because it's not in the cards right now.
Not yet, because we're waiting for you guys to pay for Jeff and I to both go.
So speaking of that, we'll shift gears and we're going to have some more stickers on order in the next few days. Thanks to those who supported our pre-sale of our first ever
awesome
sticker. And while we're thanking, I guess
and
we should
Jeff
thank
and I have some really cool new designs that we're working on. So everybody just be prepared because there may be a pre-sale and it's going to be a limited number.
Yeah, we're going to do limited numbers right now. If you don't know, stickers are really freaking expensive to get good quality ones. So we're working on it. Thanks to our boy Chris, not only for being the first one to buy a sticker, but Chris also, Josh, sent us that design with the Pornhub fish porn thing. Ironically, that's something we toyed with in the past, but just never dealt with. And Chris sketched that up and we shared it on the Instagram. So thank you, Chris. And thanks to David Wilson down in Josh, do you know how to pronounce his town? I don't want to mispronounce it. It's Saltillo, Mississippi.
I don't know.
David's
nobody understands what Mississippi,
well,
how they pronounce
I don't
anyway.
So because David actually sketched us up some
he did, and man, that was awesome.
And I want to say it's our most popular post we have ever put on Instagram.
I think Instagram has told me at least 3 times about that.
So, David, awesome, man. I cannot wait to hang out with you, man. I love your artwork, by the way. I think you have a private account. But, David, call our hotline if you want to tell people about you. Leave us a message, and we'll throw it into the show.
Just leave us a message. I think Jeff and I would like to talk to you about your artwork sometime.
Oh, for sure.
And maybe doing something, you know, special.
We could do a collaboration.
Yeah.
So, you could put fish porn tattoos on people that don't ask for them. And
he a tattoo artist?
He is.
Okay. So David, I'm throwing this out there. If you can make it to Missouri, you know, for May 12th, I will get that tattooed on me, that fish porn tattoo.
Oh, wow.
That you drew up.
Jeez. Man, you're throwing it down, Josh.
I'm just saying, because that was pretty cool, and it's old school, and I love old school stuff, so. And if anybody's ever seen, my whole right arm is a lot of old school tattoos, so. I'll throw it down for the cause.
So, anyways, folks, if you heard that, tell
I'm also drinking. So
tell
it's
Mr.
fine.
Wilson to get his butt up to Missouri. This will be exciting. But yeah, Josh, you should look at his artwork on his Instagram.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance just because life and everything's been so busy. But yeah, I love that old school artwork, and man, I actually, when I saw that post, I was like, what? You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah. This he does awesome. Have that nice old school look.
And yeah.
And,
I'm an old school.
Too. He also,
hey, that's even better.
He digs the fishing.
We'll take you fishing up here.
Oh man.
David,
I know you're listening. I know. Cause, he messaged us, Josh, and he said that he sketched it while he was listening to the show. So, David, this is your 5 minutes of fame on the Fish Porn Show. We love you. Your sticker will be in the mail soon, sir. Yeah, you know, we're just, I feel just like $1 million because of our listeners, Josh. And people like David, people like Chris that support us.
Oh, yeah.
Max, of course, James, Sean, you guys know who you are. Thank you for supporting us. I think you paid a lot for a sticker. But you're helping us get the ball rolling, and we will make it up to you. We have some other stuff in the works.
Oh, yeah.
Now that we have your address,
you may get random stuff in the mail.
Craig, you might get less because you're over the international border and shipping sucks. But you, sir, if I could send you a freaking trophy, I would overnight that shit to you because you rock, and we appreciate you. So this segment of the Hub brought to you by Jeff Kissing Ass.
Hey, I think we're both doing that at this point.
Yeah, I think we have to do it every once in a while, Josh, because you and I could just shoot the shit anytime, but we have people that actually listen to it, and that's really cool. Hopefully some of these folks come out. I met Chris, who is a listener in Maine. I met him in Brunswick a while back. And it's totally cool to connect with people. We have a lot in common with people in fly fishing to start with, but to meet people that listen to us, it's weird and it's humbling. And I just wanted to tell people that they kick ass for.
Yeah. And, you know, we appreciate every one of our listeners, and, you know, we're still trying to do this thing. We're still figuring everything out because, you know, everything changes technology wise and, you know, we don't always have the best connection, but we still try to do a great show for you guys.
Yeah. Hey, Josh, do you mind if I take a second and talk about a new product?
Nope.
With great customer service. For anybody that listened to my private New England themed show, I gave a big shout out to Patagonia.
I don't listen to that because it's all about East Coast and I don't really care.
Right. So what you missed was that, I bitched and moaned about warranties, when we talked with Ty over at Plateau, and
yeah.
I went to the Patagonia store with, a shitty pair of waders, and 5 days later, received a brand new pair.
And you know, I think if everybody goes back to our Christmas show, you know, yes. One of the things on my list for this year is I need a new pair of waders.
Right.
And, you know, I was going to break down because I've always wanted a pair of Sims Guy G4s. And that was going to be my big purchase this year as far as, you know, gear besides fly rods and everything. That because those don't count. But after your experience, because I followed the Instagram stuff and, you know, just you and I communicating. And I am super excited and pumped about how they handled that warranty issue. Yeah. I mean,
they didn't even flinch.
That hands down is awesome.
It was impressive. That's actually not what I was going to say. I was going to thank Joe. Well,
I'm going to throw that out there because that was awesome.
A gentleman named Joe. Some of you guys that tie might have heard of a little place out of Bozeman. Is it Bozeman? Firehole Outdoors. Firehole Outdoors. You might have seen it. They make a magnetic tying bench. And Joe made one for me. And it has a Fishborne logo on it. It's really cool. It's got a hackle gauge, which I don't really use. But anyways, I let somebody borrow the tying bench at an event. And somehow it came back to me busted. And Joe offered me many options, but ended up sending me some parts in the mail. No questions asked. Just backing up his craftsmanship.
Man, that is awesome.
His hooks are called Firehole Sticks, and I'm hearing nothing but good about them. So those, because of his great customer service effort, I'm going to be trying some of those hooks myself. I don't think I'll have them in time for Missouri.
Hey, but anyways, if you're listening, if you want to hook us up, the Fishborne crew can throw them through the ringer.
Yeah. So, Joe, if you're listening, thank you, sir. I'll let you know how the fix goes. Like I told you, duct tape might come in handy. but anyways, we're going to get it done.
Beer. So,
here we go on this theme, Josh, where I'm just kissing everybody's ass, but,
hey, it happens.
I think I want to shift gears and talk about what the Fishborne crew wants to do to give back. No matter what, Josh and I are connected to this sport. We both love it. We both, I think, consider it a major part of our lives. And we're going to throw a party coming up here. Maybe you've heard of it. Josh, have you heard about this party we're doing?
I've heard a little bit about it. And, you know, it's something about after a smallmouth tournament that some guy that bailed on us for a podcast tonight.
Yeah, Ryan Walker, who sucks at life.
But no, we're going to do a tournament of bronze fly. And yeah, this after party is going to be off the hook.
Yeah, so
I'm throwing it back to the 90s here.
Yeah, at this party, we're going to do some giving away of prizes. And a lot of the prizes are going to be up for grabs for, you know, competing in our silly events. But we're going to have a few. We're throwing around ideas, maybe doing a silent auction. And maybe doing a 50-50 where you get a chance to walk with some cash and maybe the rest of it benefits a deserving group. And Josh and I have been throwing around the idea of donating some money to make sure that veterans can get out on the water. And we're going to, when Ryan is here to defend himself against our comments, we're hoping that Ryan can put that money in the right direction. I think that's what we're trying to get at, Josh.
Who, Ryan? Defend what?
Yeah, Ryan.
No, but in all seriousness, yeah, I think we're going to do something fun where we can give back and allow Ryan and the Ozark Smallmouth Alliance guys to, you know, take a veteran out fishing. Get them a spin cast rod, get them in a fly rod, but just get them out fishing because if Jeff is, I know you and me, you know, we're very patriotic and, you know, we love to give back in general, and there's no other deserving people than a veteran that deserves to get a chance to go fishing with some guides out on a river.
Yeah, exactly. And we think that this would be the best way for us to do some good with this after party. It's all about being fun and getting crazy and drinking beer and partying. But we got to remember that there are people out there that need our assistance. And if we can help one person have a good day, then we're going to do it. So the Fishborne crew wants to do good. Ryan, I know you are probably not listening, but next week, if we can nail you down for a show, we'll talk more about it. And please stay tuned to our social media feed for details. Even if you can't make it, maybe there's a way we can set up a way for you to donate. Even if you can throw in a buck. I mean, that's a fly for somebody to use. You think that's – is that what we're going for, Josh? Is that – does that I think that's enough information
I think whatever people at this after party of this tournament can throw down, I think we're just going to hook it up and get a veteran out on the river fishing.
Yeah, that's the whole goal. So.
And, yeah, we don't care if you throw a buck down or 20 bucks. You know, the more you throw down, the more chance you have to help out.
Exactly. So, details will be emerging on that. We are running out of time to figure out these details. So,
we probably should not drink as much, everybody, very quickly.
but we're actually going to be wrapping this up here. So, don't expect to hear too many more details on this show. This is kind of just a quick half episode to keep you entertained, since Ryan Walker is such a bitch and couldn't make it. That's right, Ryan.
He's probably been hanging out with Chia too much.
Yeah, he's well, who knows what he was doing out in the woods? So maybe he's tired. He is older than I, so I can say that in his old age, maybe he just gets tired out, and he just can't hang. So he couldn't handle a night at the brewery with you, Josh.
Yep.
And he has a lot on his plate. So that being said, I'll cut him a little bit of slack. Ryan, I did call you a bitch, so. That means you have to show up next week and, call me names. All right, Josh, what else?
Let's see here. Oh, our store.
Yeah.
We talked about it a little bit. We have the, you know, the stickers out there that people got to see and pre-order. And we're thankful for everybody that pre-ordered those. We have a couple special things. You know, that will be at this event, hopefully, if everything ships and gets here quick enough. But we have your artwork on t-shirts. We finally got those uploaded and
And there's going to be more in the future. Definitely go to the store and check it out. Link on the website. It's fishporn.com, fshprn.com/store or fish.porn/store, or just go to the website and look for the store link. Any of the oddball stuff, Josh, people are going to be able to find it on that link. It won't be in our other store. It'll be direct from us. Stickers and stuff for now will be direct from us. As soon as we get the word on those, we'll put those up. If those get posted and you want one, you need to order it that day. We sold out in just over a day.
Yeah, and that blew me away, how fast people were ordering those stickers.
Yeah, people were digging them.
But, you know, I think everybody digs your artwork, Jeff. And, you know, we've got some cool stuff in the works. And I'm actually working on a couple special items that, you know, I think are going to be, you know, very limited edition.
Okay.
And you and I have talked about it off air. But once those hit, yeah, there's going to be a limited number. So people are going to have to order them quick.
Okay. That being said, Josh, back to my artwork. If you don't follow my artwork, it's on Instagram at @flyfishingsucks. I will, for the silent auction, if we go that way for the after party, I will be looking to do an original. Most of my artwork is digital. I am looking to do an original on canvas. If anybody has a thought on what they want to see for a species of fish, hotline it 970-834-FISH. Send a text. Even you don't have to leave a voice message. You can send a text to it and you can tell us, what you would like to see. I will hopefully do an original. I don't know if I'm going to have time, but there's also going to be an original digital print. I will do a limited edition, 1 through 5, and then it will be no longer. I don't know if those are going to be silent auction or giveaways, but, anybody that's a fan, I need to know what you want to see. As far as if you want to see another smallie, a carp, walleye, muskie, Asian carp, you name it, an alligator bar.
How about a bluegill?
I could do a bluegill. So yeah, just
how about a little bitty tiny fish for the team manager of Woodard, Robert, because that's all he catches, and he hasn't put in any good words in for Ben for you.
Robert, I'm disappointed in you. And until I get some good news, Robert, I'm not going to be able to draw you anything.
Hey, we love you, Robert. Not really, but yeah, we do.
Robert, it would be weird if I told you that I loved you since I've never met you.
Oh, you're gonna meet him because he's an oddball character.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it then. So, all right, Josh.
Let's see. What else do we have?
That's it, man. That's all we got.
Yeah. Until we get to meet with, you know, Ryan, you know, everybody get out, fish. Spring is springing in most places.
April 18th equals January 112.
You know, for everybody up north that's been dumped on, you know, you've had some snow. I saw Minnesota, Michigan. Holy cow, those guys have been dumped on insanely. You know, it's that time of the year. You know, we all want to be out on the rivers fishing, but, you know, none of us can be like our buddy Brandon down in Florida, you know, catching sea trout around dock lights. You know, he was rubbing it into me the other day.
At work today, I spoke with somebody that was in Hernando, Florida, which is very, very close to where Brandon's located. And I was told that it was actually sweater weather today.
Which was probably like 70.
It was in the 60s this morning there, late in the morning, which for April in Florida, it should be air conditioning weather. So global warming is in effect, man. We got some jacked up weather. And anyways. All right, man. Quick episode.
I think that's it tonight.
Let's yank the plug on this and be done.
All right.
I'll talk to you next week when we have Ryan. And Ryan, you're still a bitch.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Later, buddy.
Later.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.